call this meeting to order. Port Commission Special Meeting, Monday, December 23rd, 2013.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So from my understanding, this being a special meeting, there is no additions or amendments to the agenda, so I move that the agenda is approved as written.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consent Agenda, approval of meeting minutes for December 11th, 2013.
I move that be approved as read.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public comments not related to the agenda.
I have one comment. This is the fourth meeting where it's at 1 o'clock, November 13th, 28th, 11th, and today. And we've had a number of discussions that an evening meeting is more accessible for people that work. I think that's been made clear. I did poll the members of the PSAG, and they all agreed that an evening meeting is more transparent from the standpoint of working people. I realize that it can be inconvenience for people like the port attorney. No, never mind. It's less traffic. Although that could be handled with a video camera, but anyway, I hope that in the future there will be an adequate balance, as there has been in the past, between the two times. Second thing is that we've now published the response, the rebuttal to the response by the Port Commission to the PSAC report. This will be on the website in detail. And I also, and there's also a summary of that, which will be published on the Mortgage Tenant website. I will send the new commissioners and the administration a copy of the summary. And then if you want, you can visit the website and see the details of the report.
Any further public comments? Seeing no further public comments, we'll move on to old business. Resolution number 603-13-2013, Comprehensive Scheme of Harbor Improvements Update.
We had the public hearing as per RCW, and a number of changes were noted at the last meeting. Those have been incorporated, and some other administrative corrections. And Eric, who's not here today, put together a pretty good synopsis in your agenda packet on the background, and he goes through several of the major items that were changed. Of course, the big ones were getting the properties realigned as a result of the Cotai deal, where we gave up the, this on page four of the agenda, four and five. Taking the Cotai off our rolls and out of the comp scheme and adding Union Wharf and City Dock to both of those, and the associated language saying that we'll essentially abide by the agreement that we and the city mutually signed. The other big one, and probably more immediate of importance, is to simply get an update so that we qualify once again for RCO grant funding, if we're going to go forward with that. RCO requires that your comp scheme be less than 6 years old before you apply for any grant funding for any of the programs. So this will accomplish that as well. And the other major one we skipped over is it added in the industrial park at the airport, which wasn't in the old one. So the action today would be to adopt resolution 603-13 and make this official, keeping in mind if there are any other changes, if the new commission wants to change something, we can certainly do that at any time. And following Carolyn's guidance, a lot of ports are doing this now where they actually fold their comp scheme update into their budget process. And when they do their public hearing on their budget, they do it on the comp scheme update as well, so it becomes an annual event at that point. So my recommendation would be to...
Adopt resolution number 603-13?
Yes.
Yeah, I would so move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Then on to approval of warrants.
We have warrant number 52282 through 52314 in the amount of $57,242.89 for accounts payable. And warrants 52266 through 52281 for the amount of $56,572.54 for payroll and benefits. I move that we approve the warrants as read.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Public comments. Any further public comments?
Staff comments.
Staff comments, excuse me.
All right.
Anything, Carolyn?
I'm just happy holidays and pleasure working with you. And good luck in your future things. I have no comment.
Sue?
Thank you, Lee and Dave.
Thank you, Sue.
We'll miss you guys.
And I'll have a few more words to say after we close the meeting. We're going to do a little cake cutting over here.
All right.
Got to get a couple of ribs in before you.
Then on to on to public comments. Yes, Mr. Young.
Yes. Thank you very much, Leif and David, for your wonderful work with the port. We particularly appreciate a resolution to Kai Tai Lagoon, and not only the Kai Tai Lagoon, but all the infrastructure that was on road right-of-ways and things like that is now behind us. And I appreciate your leadership in making that possible. And I wish the new commissioners coming in the best. And David, I wanted to tell you that I found a piece of your old mast, and I wanted to bring it today. In fact, I took it up to the wooden the school of woodworks at the fort and wanted to make something utilitarian out of it, and they said, "I'm sorry, we couldn't." So I tried, and I ended up with a bunch of toothpicks. So I'm sorry. Anyway. Take care of you guys. Thanks so much for your work.
I'll say something. Pete Hankey, incoming commissioner, and both Leif and Dave, I want to thank you both very much for your service. And it was very productive working with you guys as we went through the passenger ferry endeavor. I appreciate all your help in that, and I wish you both the best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Commissioner comments. Steve, anything?
Yes, I want to echo their concerns. Thank you for leading in. There are those concerns that there were some really naughty things that we got to weave through, like the Kai Tai thing and that sort of stuff. And it was really nice to have you guys working with us together on that. And there's a lot of really cool things that came out of your tenure, like the AV docs and things like that. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, actually, I wanted to thank Larry for, as it turned out, keeping me apprised of all the stuff that's really germane to a commissioner while I was in here. I really appreciate it.
And you're still more than welcome to come by and talk about some of the other things you and I tend to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I just have to say that it's been very educational 4 years. It takes a bit of time to even get in the swing of things as a commissioner, well over a year before you begin to understand the what's going on in the Port of Port Townsend and in the port system in general in the state of Washington. Which is a great system. We were lucky to have it. Our next regular meeting and public workshop will be January the 8th, 2014, at 1 p.m. and the workshop will be at 9:30 a.m. here. And I didn't hear any calls for executive session today, so we'll adjourn that, and this meeting is adjourned.
Yay. Yes.